Ships at sea. How are you today, Ramona?
I'm good.
The Wisconsin ship at sea sunk when they lost as a 31-point favorite to Illinois this weekend.
To Illinois? Doesn't Illinois play basketball?
They don't play anything, really. I mean, but Wisconsin lost to them. Illini J. I'm surprised we haven't seen or heard from Illini J already.
Oh, that's right. That's Jay's team.
And Lovie, I didn't
think of that.
And Lovie Smith off the hot seat list now. Lovie.
Lovie, right off
the hot seat list. He beat Wisconsin as a 31-point underdog. It's my understanding that that is the most significant underdog win involving a Big Ten team in over a quarter century. Win or loss, depending on your point of view, depending on your perspective, whether you're the Illinois perspective or the Wisconsin perspective. Either way, and there were some reasons for it. One of the reasons is Illinois is a little better than people think. Got an NFL running back, might even have an NFL quarterback. And Wisconsin was looking ahead to Ohio State, clearly. Now, Michigan the week before struggled with Illinois some. So, Illinois, again, Reggie Corbin's an NFL running back. They have some pieces. They're actually playing pretty good. They may go to a bowl game, believe it or not. And they probably should. They gave away a couple games that they should have won. They were up 2 touchdowns on Nebraska and gave that game away somehow. But I think when you look at that situation, Wisconsin was clearly looking ahead to Ohio State in a team that, you know, is always good, but maybe not accustomed to necessarily being in the playoff hunt. Didn't pay attention to their business at hand. And it wound up costing them. You know, but let's be honest. I mean, these things can happen. I mean, Clemson almost lost to North Carolina. You know, it comes down to a 2-point conversion, which you're not controlling on offense. And that game came down to Wisconsin, whether Illinois could hit a 39-yard field goal. They did. They won. Lots to get to. Wall-to-wall college football, NFL football. It's just all football. I'm going to mix in a tiny bit of baseball at some point, but it's going to be an all football kind of show. And I have stuff. Oh, I have stuff. I have one thing after another. Even things that people said this weekend that your humble road rage servant jotted down, like Greg McElroy calling Johnny Manziel the greatest player, college football player he ever saw. Greg McElroy, a couple days ago, called Johnny Manziel the greatest college football player he ever saw. Now, that requires some thought, because it's not like, you know, you have these memories of everything Manziel did, but it requires some thought, some consideration. And again, McElroy, you know, he was talking about from his perspective, but I'm talking about all of time. I don't think you could say that, but recently, maybe he was pretty special. He was unbelievable. We're to get to all these things and more. You want in 654-7627, 654-7627. Tester Ramona 940, right? Walt went 7-3. Ramona went 6-4, and I went 4-6. And he writes, "Yuck." Yeah, 4-6, man. You must have taken some dark horses. You must have taken some long shots. All right, Clemson. Well, there's a good, the bad, the ugly of it. The ugly was the first quarter. And, you know, two thoughts before we begin. One thought is Clemson's MVP this year is who? Who's Clemson's MVP this year? I think it's an easy answer. And the answer is he's not a player. And the answer is Brent Venables. I think the easy MVP of this year's Clemson football team is Brent Venables. I don't really think.
Don't you just love watching him on the sideline?
I don't care about that one way or another, to be honest. I mean, I care about the execution on the field and what he brings to the field and what he's done in transforming this team from last year being a defensive line dominated team that had three round one draft picks on the defensive front and a fourth that would have gone much higher without the injury issue, to a team that was dominated by a defensive front, to a team that is dominated by the back end of the defense, to a team that frequently plays three down linemen, plays to their strengths, utilizes all those safety types. I mean, you see it every week out of all these guys on that back end. They've all had terrific years. Isaiah Simmons does everything. I mean, there were situations in that game where he spied Cunningham, but he's all over the field. You know, it's funny too, because there was a situation in the first series of the game where Simmons is spying Cunningham, and Cunningham heads towards the sideline, and you watch Simmons' closing speed on Cunningham. It's just remarkable. Texas says Isaiah Simmons, the best defensive player in the country. I don't know about best defensive player in the country. He won't be drafted as such, but his versatility is probably unparalleled in the college game. And he's going to be a round one draft pick, probably the middle of round one at this point. You know, we'll see. His testing is actually going to help him, because he's going to run. He's going to post insanely good times. I mean, he's going to run like 4.4, which is, you know, which is all but impossible, but that's what's going to happen. Tasha said Clemson's real MVP is their schedule. To this point, Alabama's schedule is not any better. I'm going to give you the Road Rage top 10 today, why I have them the way I do. I'll explain it all. There are a lot of big stories in college football. But in terms of the game Saturday, I thought Clemson got off to a really rough start. Really difficult first quarter, because I thought they made it difficult on themselves. I mean, at one point, Travis Etienne had three carries for like 73 yards. He was averaging like 25 yards a carry, and for some reason, you're not really giving him the ball. Now, there were some, I think, called runs in this game. Not necessarily RPO decisions that the quarterback is making. There were some called runs for Etienne. And I think that when you look at there's a time for O, right? Kiper McShay have this. Kiper McShay are always wrong. So, I mean, again, it's a long process, and the combine will be part of that. And as I just explained, Simmons will run about a 4.4, which will help him dramatically. I'm talking about at this point in the process. But you don't want to quote anything from those two guys, because especially McShay. But, I mean, remember, they both had Matt Barkley, number one quarterback, going number one overall for 2 years. And your humble rotary servant had him as round four. McShay had Finley of North Carolina State, round one, guaranteed this year. Saying it right up to the last day of the draft. I had him in round four. Didn't put him in my top 100. Guess where he went? Round four. Near the top of round four. By the way, they already realized what a mistake they've made. I mean, if you can't get into the game when Andy Dalton's your quarterback, oof. People's Champ says Trevor's the MVP, leads the ACC in interceptions. Hey, didn't you lose to South Carolina at home?
I'm sorry. Why would he even anything? He'd be quiet for a while.
Didn't you lose to South Carolina at home? Wasn't this, again, another year you were going to win the national title, People's Champ? Wasn't this another year? Yeah. How'd that work out? All right. Said you're absolutely right. And I'll give you credit. I remember you talking about him. I'm thinking, dude sucks. He's from Kansas, but he's, you want to get in 654-7627. All right. So the Clemson Louisville game, Clemson gets off to a really slow start because they don't commit to running the ball, because Louisville can't stop the run. And again, I thought Clemson was trying to force things early on. The, you know, which eventually led to the turnover, the first interception. You know, you're looking at a 3-by-1 formation with three wide receivers to the field side and one to the boundary side. Clemson favors this. They like it out of RPOs, too, because they can make it a one-read offense for Trevor where he's reading the boundary safety. But Clemson lines up in a 3-by-1. Amari runs the seam route. You got a vertical to the outside. The middle receiver runs a curl button hook, and then Amari runs the seam. Previously, Louisville had doubled Ross and Higgins, and that they had shown almost a zero coverage look earlier when they came after Trevor on a third and long, third and eight. Situation on Clemson's first drive into positive territory. But here, you're running Louisville's running a two-high safety look. And look, one of the dilemmas that this team has faced this year is it is difficult to throw vertically against two-high safeties. It just is. It's difficult for anybody. It's difficult to throw vertically against two-high safeties. Now, Trevor has not done a great job of taking the checkdowns when they're wide open, and Dabo Swinney was yelling at him about that during the game. Yelling, wrong term. We don't want to use. You can't, God forbid we use yelling. You know, I don't want to use yelling because that might trigger some hypersensitive writer to go write a new headline. He wasn't yelling. He was having a conversation with about taking the checkdown. But on that play, you know, a number of things happen. You know, again, you run a 3-by-1. You got three receivers to the field side. You got one to the boundary side. The boundary receiver is Higgins. Amari is running the seam. And they're showing a two-high safety look. If Trevor had thrown that ball a little earlier, he might have been able to hit Amari before he gets the safety. But it's a multiple. It's a little bit of everybody's fault in that situation. It's forcing it when you don't have to, when it's not there. It's that Amari didn't cross the safety's face. And basically that just means cutting in front of him. All right. Amari didn't cross the safety's face. He ran a little bit of a weak route. He didn't, you know, I'm not sure what he was trying to do at the end of that route, but he didn't cross the safety's face. And I thought Trevor didn't see the safety sitting in the middle field and maybe airmailed the throw a little bit. I think had he thrown it earlier, he might have had Amari around the 5-yard line. But from Amari's standpoint, you know, he's got to cross that safety's face. In other words, he's got to get in front of that safety and not let him make that play on the ball. So that's what happened on the first interception. That's what happened on the first interception. And again, it was a rough start. It was, this team has, I don't know, big play-itis. They want the big play. So, and remember this, this is a young team we're talking about. It's a team that's still growing. And by the end of the year, they may have worked a lot of this stuff out. But it's a young team. It's something we've talked about all year. Last year's team was a hyper-experienced team. It was young in some places, but it was a hyper-experienced team. This is still a young team. Trevor Lawrence is still just a sophomore. I know everybody wanted to have him as the number one pick of last year's draft, but, I mean, clearly he wasn't ready for that. He's still learning. He's still making mistakes that are growing pains mistakes. You know, that's the truth of it. Quite honestly, he looks like a guy right now who needs a third year in college. who needs a third year, despite his talent. Because there are still things to learn. There are still things to learn. I mean, if you think about him now going to a bad team at the top of an NFL draft with lesser players around him, that probably wouldn't work out very well. Not in the short term. In the long term, maybe, but not in the short term. And these are still part of this is just part of the normal growing process. And I think people need to remember he's just a sophomore. And Clemson, you know, wants to push the ball down the field. Clemson is a big play offense and seeks the big plays. Sometimes I just think you have to be more patient. And I think Trevor himself said he gets a little nervous early in games. I think you can see that. And I think you need to take what the defense gives you early in games. That means take the checkdowns when they're there. Don't force the ball. If you're going against a too deep safety or too high safety look, it's hard to throw the ball vertically. It is. And most teams are playing Clemson that way now. We need to take a break. You want it in 654-767.
Hey, Tiger fans, Coach Amanda Butler and the Clemson women's basketball team invite you to be part of the action in Little John Coliseum by purchasing your women's basketball season tickets. Coming off an incredible season last year that saw Coach Butler return the Tigers to the NCAA tournament, the Tigers are primed and ready for another great year. Tickets are currently on sale right now on ClemsonTigers.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
It's bow time at Bojangles. The sizzle is back. Hurry in today and get two pork chop griller biscuits for just $5. Bojangles. It's bow time, y'all.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
S.H. Carter Development is a licensed, full-service demolition contractor here to serve the upstate. With 50 years of experience in residential, industrial, and commercial building demolition, their staff meets deadlines while maintaining strict safety requirements. Before you start your demolition project, contact S.H. Carter for a free project estimate. Their staff will guide you through pre-project planning and scheduling, site preparation, dismantling, and asset recovery. Visit shcarterinc.com or call 864-295-3943.
Granger Nissan knows with football season comes tailgating. Don't let the team down with a car you aren't happy with. Find out for yourself why they are the leader in the market and the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence 2 years in a row. Be all in with another fantastic Clemson season by driving to your next tailgate with confidence and ease, knowing your new vehicle will have a lifetime powertrain warranty. They'll even buy your car even if you don't purchase theirs. So stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard or GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Join Out of Bounds live at Carolina Alliance Bank Friday, October 25th from noon to 3. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza and Clemson's best ice cream. Friday, October 25th from noon to 3 p.m., 937 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville.
Carolina Heating Service is looking for a senior installation technician. Candidates must have a minimum of 7 years residential HVAC experience, EPA certification, good driving records, and NATE certification is a plus. Enjoy top industry pay with performance pay, tool bonus program, industry-leading benefits, 10 paid holidays, vacation time, stable work year-round, 401k retirement matching, and industry training. 10K sign-on bonus or relocation assistance provided. Must apply online at carolinaheating.com or in person. Spots are limited.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at CantyFoundationSC.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Okay, team, it's time to draw up our winning play. It's Ingles time, baby. Bobby, you hit the chip aisle. Don't forget the Harvest Farm salsa and queso. Sarah, you take the deli. We need Boar's Head subs for six, and don't spare the pickles. Ethan, you're going to load up on buns, hot dogs, and burgers. And me, I'm going meat department. USDA Choice Organic all day long. Let's rock this shop.
Ingles, your official sponsor of food and football.
Looking for a change from long, unpredictable hours? If an office environment is more your style, Tri-County Technical College can help you gain the skills needed to work in today's modern office. Plus, you get the added bonus of being able to work in just about any industry. Hospitals, banks, government agencies, colleges, manufacturing, and more. Learn how Tri-County's administrative office programs can make you invaluable in any business office. Log on to tctc.edu/AOT.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Ward takes a snap under pressure. Got him and down he goes as Bryant gets his second sack.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Tip Tula Road Rage. We are the Roar. We are back. You want to get in? 654-767. Waterloo Josh, I'm coming right to you. I got people asking me about questions about Trevor. Is it just me or do other teams, Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma, LSU, leave their starting quarterbacks in longer during a blowout than Clemson? Well, you know, I don't know if that's necessarily served them well if they are doing that. You know, I think that we've seen Tua injured several times. So this was in the second quarter he left this game, but I don't think you want your starting quarterback playing well into the third and fourth quarter in games that you're controlling. Now, in games that you don't have full control, there's no option. But I don't think you want your starters playing your starting quarterback. I mean, we've already seen the impact of that. We're to get to Tua and Huntley a little later on and what their situations are, because two of the contending teams both have quarterback situations that they're going to deal with, are going to be forced to deal with. And we'll talk about what those situations exactly are and what it means, because it could be really significant. But, you know, so I think the interception deal with Trevor is complex. It's that, you know, in some cases, Clemson hadn't utilized the middle of the field. Trevor hasn't taken the checkdowns. You're trying to force feed vertical throws against, in many cases, too high safety looks, because more and more teams are playing Clemson this way. And Louisville wasn't exclusively in a too high safety look, but more and more teams are playing this way because they want to take away Clemson's big play capability. They want to make Clemson go the length of the field. You know, but if they're dropping eight in coverage, then you've got to run the football. You got to take what's available to you. You can't just force the ball down the field into that coverage. And again, on that particular situation, there was enough blame to go around. It wasn't on one person. You know, you're again, to me, you should have been running the ball to begin with, but you know, if you're going up against a two-high safety look and you're running to the three-by-one, you have three receivers to the field side and one to the boundary, and the boundary receiver is Higgins, and you're running Amari down the seam. And again, earlier in against that same look, Louisville had doubled Ross and Higgins, you know, and basically left the middle of the field open. And I don't know what Trevor thought he was going to get in this situation, but in this situation, you're going against a too high safety look. And so the safety's sitting there in the middle of the field, you know, and from Amari's standpoint, you know, he's just getting back. And maybe that is something to do with how he ran that route. Because again, I think on that route, you want to cross the safety's face and stay in front of the safety. In the very least, you don't get an interception then. And so none of those things happened and resulted in an interception. But I think the biggest issue was, in my mind, through the first quarter was Trevor not taking the check down and Clemson not running the football. Now, you know, here's the thing. We say Clemson not run the football, but there's a legitimate question that Clemson has to deal with. Waterloo Josh, you were actually next. So I don't know what happened to you. You can get back in. There's a legitimate question that Clemson has to deal with about how many carries Etienne can handle. Now, in a case like this, when you have Etienne and Dixon, and they're both incredibly effective, you know, I don't know why you just don't pound the ball at them, especially the way that you were gashing them. Again, Etienne, through 4 minutes left in the first quarter, Etienne had three carries for 72 yards and was averaging nearly 25 yards a carry. I don't think a single run had been stopped for less than a first down at that point. And so I would want to keep doing that. I would want to keep doing that. But, you know, listen, this offensive coaching staff is not just coaching with this particular game in mind. They're coaching with the end season in mind, with playoff level opponents in mind as to who they're going to face and what the challenges are going to be. So they have to get all these elements working together. It's why, you know, you're not going to see Clemson, you know, just run the ball a million times in a game like this, because they're not just playing for this game. But right now, it's still, and Trevor obviously got much better as the game went on, but right now, this is still an offense that's searching a little bit. It's still trying to figure out how everything comes together, how everything blends, and there's still a lot of young players. You got a young quarterback throwing to young receivers and handing to young running backs. There are a lot of young players in this mix still. And so they're trying to figure it out. And again, they're trying to figure out against teams that now have, you know, last year, people didn't really know who Trevor was. They knew he was a talent. This year, teams know more about him. They know more about what Clemson wants to do. And so they're responding in that way. They're trying. Almost every week, it seems to me, teams are trying to take away Clemson's big play ability. And a lot of that is too high safety looks, zone coverage looks. You know, there's a lot of that. And when you have that, again, it's difficult to throw the ball vertically. Another thing is on the first interception, I think that throw was from the 20, what was that, from the 22-yard line? Something in that range. You know, the field is a little compressed when you get down in that range too. There are a lot of elements. There are a lot of elements, and this team is still trying to figure it out. But the consistent element of this team, quite frankly, has been the defense. And it's been the Venables factor. Venables, the clear MVP of this year's team. He just is. I mean, he's taken a defense that lost all that first round talent of the defensive line, and the defensive line has been, you know, the defensive line has been pretty good, but coming in, that was sort of the weakness. That was sort of the question mark. And so Brent Venables has looked at what he's had, and he played to his strengths. You know, and that shows the mark of great coaching. You know, I think Dan Orlovsky is a borderline fool at points, but I do think he made one interesting point, and it was early in the game, and he was talking about how, you know, conventionally when somebody brings pressure, you want to throw at the pressure because it's generally the vacated spot, especially from a coverage standpoint. But with Clemson, because of their coverages that Venables employs behind his blitzes, you want to throw opposite with Clemson. And I think to an extent, Louisville actually did that. I think Louisville actually tried to do that. But this is the other Venables dilemma for opposing offenses. He brings pressure from everywhere. It doesn't stop. It's all game long. He pressures. And since he doesn't have the same defensive line personnel that he had a year ago, he had to find more imaginative and creative ways to bring pressure. And he has. And he baits people. He baits you into doing what you would do conventionally when a quarterback sees pressure, which is throw into it. That's what he wants you to do. And Orlovsky was right about that. That's what he wants you to do. And that's why you do have to throw opposite. But for this guy to have taken, and don't misread me, this team still has all sorts of personnel. But for this guy to have gone from the personnel of last year's bunch, where he had four NFL defensive linemen, three first-round NFL defensive linemen, to lose all those guys, and to come back and say, you know what? Our strength this year is really all these safety body types we have, so, and these linebacker types. So let's put them all on the field and let's run more three-man fronts and be more versatile athletically and put a faster team on the field. That's the trade. This year's team defensively is faster than last year's team. The team speed defensively is better. Now, are there areas they're not as good? Yeah, absolutely. One of them is probably the intimidation factor. And that may show up at the end of this process. If Clemson doesn't win, that may be why at the end of the process. I'll get into that a little bit, maybe when we come back. But when you look at what he's done, how he's transformed, how he's played to his strengths, you get coaches all the time who try and force feed stuff. You know, this is what we do. We're going to do it every year, whether we have the personnel to do it or not. This guy's smart enough every year to look at what he has, look at what he lost, and figure out what's going to work best for this year's team. And, of course, that alters, that changes on a game-by-game basis. But we have seen more odd fronts this year. We have seen more safety body types on the field. We have seen a defense that perhaps gives up a little more on the run because you are playing odd fronts and you do have more safety types on the field. But the speed of the defense is dramatically better. And the coverage is dramatically better. So it's a trade-off, but the guy who's really the MVP of this year's team to this point in the season, in my opinion, is Brent Venables. And then it's a couple of guys who play for Brent Venables, like Isaiah Simmons. Walter Petula, Road Rage. We're going to take a quick break. You want to get in, now's a good time. 654-7627. Let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Look, how about this review from Jimmy? I only rate exceptionally excellent businesses and businesses that are flat out terrible. George Coleman Ford makes the car buying experience quick and easy. Their staff is extremely friendly, exclamation mark. I purchased an F-150 Lariat today. Randy Looper's the salesman I work with. He's just a great guy. He really knows his stuff. Gerald Jordan's the finance manager. He had all my paperwork prepared beforehand and got me in and out in no time. If you want to save money and have a great car buying experience, go to George Coleman Ford, exclamation mark. That's what we're talking about. And this guy only rates companies he loves and companies he hates. For 90 years, George Coleman Ford has been treating people the right way. Go see him. In all these reviews, Google, Yelp, that's the common theme. people talk about how they were treated. And every one of them seems to think that their salesperson is the greatest salesperson and ask for them. But that's not what it's about. It's about the culture at George Coleman Ford. It's every salesperson. I know all those guys and women. They're all good people. It's the way it's been for 90 years. Go see them. You'll thank me later. Quick break.
Walt here. Join me live from Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. Enjoy 29-degree draft beer, delicious fresh food, and, of course, the scenic views. All this Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road. Be there.
The sizzle is back. Head to Bojangles and get two pork chop griller biscuits for just $5. That's two savory pork chop griller biscuits, just $5 for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
Hey, Upstate, Bunky Gandy here for Ralph Hayes Toyota, the number one volume store in Anderson. You know what's really hard is knowing that you got to start the season and run the table in order to get to the big game. And that's exactly what our Clemson Tigers are doing. You know what's really easy is shopping for your next new used car, truck, or van from Ralph Hayes Toyota. Visit us on our website at RalphHayesToyota.com, or better yet, we want to invite you down to the store. We're at 3525 Clemson Boulevard. Remember, you save when you shop at Ralph Hayes.
For over two decades, Line-X has been unmatched in truck bedliner protection and is committed to providing what you need to customize your truck. Truck gear by Line-X accessories and vehicle sprays combine rugged durability and armor-like protection. Lifts, tires, and wheels bring it all together to truly personalize your pickup to fit your lifestyle. Don't just protect it, Line-X it. Stop by Line-X today and see what's possible.
This is David Chupp. Come see me or my son Trevor at Line-X of Anderson today.
Hey, Tiger fans, I'm Mike Estes, owner of Estes Heating and Air. We want to thank our customers for 20 great years, and we're looking forward to serving you for 20 more. We strive for excellence in everything we do. Whether you're calling to schedule an appointment, just dropping by our office for information, or interacting with our team on a Ohio unit install, top-notch service and premium customer care is our standard. Estes Heating and Air, the elite dealer of the upstate, here to serve you through all the seasons of life. You can depend on us.
It's tough out there on the field. If a bad play knocks you out of the game, count on the Trammell and Mills Law Firm. They're local lawyers helping folks in the upstate get the money they deserve. Trammell and Mills proudly supports Tigers for Tatas, selling wristbands for breast cancer awareness. Proceeds go to Dabo's All In Team Foundation. When you take a hit on the road or at work, call the Trammell and Mills Law Firm at 485-8585. It's your best play yet.
Does honey get your tailgate gear out of the way come up every year? Is the RV taking up room in the driveway? Make life easier and move it to MakeSpace Storage in Easley. Conveniently located off Highway 123 at 400 Ross Avenue in Easley, so you can pick up your tailgating gear or RV on the way to the big game and drop off on the way home. Mention the Roar and get the first 3 months an 8x20 unit for only $59 per month, normally $69. Boats and RVs, only $55 per month. Visit MakeSpaceEasley.com.
George Coleman Ford is rolling out fall with the 2019 F-150 blowout sale for the month of October. They'll meet or beat any out-the-door written offer by any of their local competitors on similarly equipped 2019 F-150s. Trucks cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. In business nearly 90 years, there are never any added or hidden fees at George Coleman Ford. Drive away in a new 2019 Ford F-150 today.
Price match applies to similar in-stock units only. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Incentives good through October 31st. Be ready for Old Man Winter by shopping the Craft Stove Store and Patio for all your fireplace needs. Vent-free gas logs here for just pennies an hour, and because they use no electricity, they keep you warm and cozy even during a power failure. The Craft Stove Store and Patio has over 20 burning models of vented and vent-free gas logs for use with natural or propane gas. Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio for everything your hearth desires. Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
This is George Jeffries again with exciting news about Metal Building Supply Company. We are now Metal Depots, one of the cornerstone building brands. We have the same great products and services, and even a few more for your home or commercial project. Remember, we're your local supplier of metal components and buildings in the upstate, so give us a call at 864-295-0506 or come by to see us at 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont. Ask for Kevin Brown or George Jeffries, and we'll be glad to help. Proud supporters of Clemson Sports.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time. So you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us.
Run with Greenville Turf and Tractor so you can haul, till, or cut. 722 Malden Road, Greenville.
Join Out of Bounds live at Carolina Lions Bank Friday, October 25th from noon to 3. Enjoy free Papa John's pizza and Clemson's best ice cream. Friday, October 25th from noon to 3 p.m., 937 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Dixon up the middle, crosses the 50, picks up a couple of blocks, comes right side, gets in the numbers, crosses the 35, 30. He's at the 20, he's at the 15, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, touchdown.
We are WCCP, 105.5, The Roar.
Yeah, Angel. Shaggy. Hey, we are back. A word on campus will come to you in 1 second. You know, one more thing on the play near the at the end of the half when Trevor Lawrence extends the play. He's under a rush. He rolls left outside the pocket, and he throws back almost across his body towards the towards the goalpost and the back of the end zone. And Ross makes that incredible play. Orlovsky was highly critical of that, saying you can't do that, you can't do that. I disagree with Orlovsky completely in that situation. I mean, first of all, you're at the end of the half. The time is running out. You're throwing a ball that you're throwing it where only your guy has a chance to catch it. I mean, we've already seen Ross's unparalleled athleticism, his ability to go up and high point a football and make these spectacular catches. So you're giving your guy a chance to make that. I mean, Orlovsky's a guy who once ran out of the back of the end zone on his own. Orlovsky knows nothing about playing with 6'4". This is not the NFL. When you have 6'4", 6'5", wide receivers who are incredibly gifted and talented, you give them some chances on 50-50 balls because guess what? There aren't any 6'4 DBs. There aren't any 6'4 DBs. So you take some chances when you have that type of talent. You just do. And most people around the country don't have that luxury. Trevor Lawrence, this offense, they do. So they're going to take some shots like that. They're going to throw some balls up like that, especially in that circumstance that gives their guy a chance to make a play on it. No one else was going to catch that ball. If Ross didn't catch it, no one was going to catch it. But, you know, this is what you do. I wrote this the other day on Twitter. This is what you do when you have receivers like that. This affords you that luxury to take some shots like that. And you know, generally they're called 50-50 balls, but when you have 6'4 and 6'5 wide receivers, guess what? They're not 50-50 balls. They're more like 90-10 balls. I mean, there aren't any DBs who are 6'4, 6'5. So you have an advantage on a ball that is thrown up in the air that gives your guy a chance to high point and make a play. And that's what he did. I thought Orlovsky's criticism when that was wrong, and I heard others criticize the same thing. But I think they were wrong, too. I think they were wrong, too. I think in that situation, you're going to do that every time. You have that. You're talking about a guy who's on the back line of the end zone. And you sail the ball up in the air, and you give him a chance to go up and make a play on it. If not, that ball goes out of bounds. I thought it made perfect sense. You know, Orlovsky was pretty critical in general, I thought, during the broadcast. You know, I generally don't hear those type of things when people say that about announcers, but Orlovsky kept sort of pounding the Trevor needs to get down. Trevor shouldn't run. You almost had the feeling that he would never run him. Well, this is college football, Dan. You played at UConn. This is college football. You played at UConn and with the Detroit Lions, where you ran out of the back of the end zone untouched. Gave the other team a safety. Word on campus. Word on campus, how are you?
Pretty good, man. How you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. So word on campus is that Trevor Lawrence and Chase Price are best friends, right? And we have all can agree that Trevor Lawrence has been forcing the ball in certain areas. And it's believed the word on campus is he's forcing the ball to get Chase in the game because that's his only chance of going to the NFL. Take your comments off the air.
All right. Thank you, word on campus. No. No.
What's he saying? No. That Trevor's doing something on purpose to get Chase play?
Yeah, no.
No. I don't think so.
No. That's an absolute no. If that's really the word on campus, then you need new words.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like something somebody would do.
No, that's not happening.
I'm going to tank my own. No.
Yeah, no, that is not happening at all. You want to get in, 6'5". You want to get in, you're welcome to. Texas says, well, Mukumbo is 6'4", 6'5", but he's an outlier. Yeah, again, there are outliers. I already said before the year that the only team that had cornerbacks with the type of height that could deal with Clemson is South Carolina, but they don't have enough of them. But, yeah, you know, yeah, but there aren't any others. You know, they have South Carolina, as I said previously, has two of the biggest cornerbacks in America. But they weren't playing South Carolina. They were playing Louisville. And there was nobody 6'4", 6'5", in the back end of that defense. So you throw it up. You give your guy a chance. That's what he did. And it was a touchdown. So it's just, to me, that's a guy who just didn't play with this type of talent in college, doesn't understand what they're capable of, and apparently doesn't understand why you would take that shot. But like I said, these are what historically would be considered 50-50 balls, but they're not 50-50. They're 90-10, something like that. You want to get in 654-7627. You know, on the South Carolina game against Florida, Ramona.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, when you look at, when we get ahead to Clemson, South Carolina at the end of the year, we've already said that's Clemson's most difficult game. I mean, I believe that forever. But when you look at, you know, J.C. Horn and Mukwamo, they're unbelievably gifted players. I mean, what did Mukwamo have? 3 picks in that prior game against Georgia? I think he had 3. Now, some of those were caused by Kinlaw. You know, but those two guys are really talented guys, and they both will play in the NFL. The question is, do they have enough of those guys? You know, because it's the depth of Clemson's receiver room that will pose South Carolina challenges, as we said before the year. You want to get in 654-7627, 654-7627. You had Florida. You pick Florida every game. You do. Do you ever go against Florida?
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think they're in there every week.
What is it? Brother Gator rubbing off on you?
No.
What is it?
The first time they were in the pick'em contest, the first time I looked at their schedule and they were undefeated. I didn't know they were undefeated. I wasn't paying any attention.
Okay.
So that's when I picked them. And then I think they lost that week, actually. But then I picked them again against South Carolina this week.
Yeah, and in that game against South Carolina, look, there were a myriad of factors. Helinski is not 100% healthy. His movement was better than it was the previous game, but he's not 100% healthy. But there were, you know, people keep asking me about officiating on every level. And yeah, I think that it's the worst I've ever seen it this year. And I think part of the reason is at the pro level, they've given them this ridiculous pass interference situation to have to deal with. They should cancel that immediately. As I said, terrible. you know, I think when you look at the officiating both at the college and pro level, it has not been good this year. And I am not one of these people who harps on officiating. I generally just ignore it. I just think it's part of the game. But I do think it's been bad. It was bad in the South Carolina game. South Carolina got hosed. There were several calls that went against South Carolina. Long run, holding, pick play, a blatant pick play for Florida's touchdown. There were legitimately bad calls. Muschamp was out of his mind, and with good reason. He should have been out of his mind. I mean, if you didn't know better, you would have thought those officials had money on Florida. That's just the truth of it. If you didn't know better, you would have thought those guys had money on Florida. Because that, look, they were directly responsible for two touchdowns that shouldn't have happened. That's pretty significant. When you're directly responsible for two touchdowns that shouldn't have happened, you know, that's the game right there. You know, because that was still a game in the fourth quarter. You know, that was an element of that game. The officiating has not been great this year. And I'm not going to sit there and spend hours on it because I just don't know what you can do about it. I have people texting me earlier in the show, Robert, saying, you know, is it just me or do the officials look more hesitant to make calls? No. The whole crutch of instant replay has made officials more hesitant to make calls. No question about it. They sit there and they stare at each other like that Georgia Tech fan used to say about Miami. They sit there and they stare at each other. Or the Miami fan used to say about his own team, I should say. They sit there and they stare at each other.
I don't know what you do all week. You must just lift weights and stare at each other.
Yeah, because that's what they do. Many of these calls now, I mean, we had a play this weekend where there's a play at the bottom of a pile at the goal line, and officials took like 30 seconds to make a call. They made no call at all. They dig out all the players, and they get to the bottom, and then they make a call. Well, that's not what – you can't make a call based on that. The quarterback was stopped up high on that play. You got to make a decision as to whether the ball crossed the goal line when he was up high, not when you dig to the bottom of the pile and try and determine whether the ball was across the goal line. And at the pro level, again, these pass interference penalties have been, oh boy, how about this text, Ramona? Texter 247, where did that go? Texter 247 wrote, where did that text go? He wrote, imagine. I see. Okay, I can't find it. I don't know why. Oh, here it is. Texter 247 writes, imagine the impact when 50 states have legalized gambling. And he writes, eliminate replay. See, I think there's something to that. Because when everyone has legalized gambling and they will. I mean, the bad call thing is going to be a bigger problem. It's going to become a much bigger issue from a pressure standpoint. And again, at the pro level, the stuff with the pass interference is just, it's just completely out of control. It was a knee-jerk reaction to one bad call. It was the most ludicrous thing ever. We told you that at the time. They never should have done anything other than let the Saints whine, bring those officials in, suspend them, interview them, make sure that they didn't have money in the game, whatever. But let it end there. Let it end there. You don't go on and on. You don't come out with some knee-jerk policy to it that you're dealing with all year. And 95% of these replays that on the pass interference are never overturned. We'll take a quick break. Tallahassee Todd, you're up first on the other side. Walter Petula, Road Rage, quick break.
From the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5.
Mickey Plowler here. Restless sleep is like turning the ball over at the 1 yard line. It's frustrating and bad for your health and well-being. But Engineered Sleep was a touchdown every time. A custom mattress from Engineered Sleep is custom made just for you. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses in-house. Mention my name and get 10% off all mattresses. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger. 627 Congaree Road or visit engineeredsleep.com.
At Big O Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, we're all about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And part of that means showing support for our military. That's why we offer a $500 military discount to active or retired service members. It's our way of saying thank you for all you do. Whether you're looking for a car, SUV, minivan, or truck, we've got a huge inventory of quality new and pre-owned models for you to choose from. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or come see us in Greenville under that big American flag on the motor mile. Military discounts on select models only.
When the unexpected happens and you need legal advice on how to move forward, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick is a former state prosecutor and has been fighting for Tiger fans like you for over 20 years. Maybe you were hurt on the job or in a car accident, charged criminally, or need help with a real estate closing. Visit NickLaveryLaw.com for more information and call 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation. 864-654-3680. Go Tigers.
Hurricanes don't just affect the coast, but the upstate as well. Don't be left in the dark by the disasters of a hurricane storm. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro premier dealer, ready to serve you. Start by giving Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
It's almost sweater weather, which means it's the perfect time to indulge in hearty, savory soups at Twin Peaks. Try our take on the classic venison chili, topped with pepper jack and fresh red onions. Or one of our newer options, like the tomato basil or seasonal option. Order them solo or enhance any plate when you add a cup. And the holidays are just right around the corner. It doesn't get much more festive than at your local Twin Peaks Lodge. Book with us and add some scratch food, booze, and scenic views to your holiday party. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
This is George Jeffries again with exciting news about Metal Building Supply Company. We are now Metal Depots, one of the cornerstone building brands. We have the same great products and services and even a few more for your home or commercial project. Remember, we're your local supplier of metal components and buildings in the upstate, so give us a call at 864-295-0506 or come by to see us at 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont. Ask for Kevin Brown or George Jeffries, and we'll be glad to help. Proud supporters of Clemson Sports.
Hey, Tigers, this is Taj Boyd with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. We can't wait to open our doors and show our Clemson family what Lakeside Lodge is all about. This one-of-a-kind condo hotel has the best amenities, stunning lakeside views, and a perfect location for spending game days in Death Valley. To schedule a tour, give us a call at 775-5550 or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Lakeside Lodge Clemson, it belongs here, and so do you. Go Tigers.
Let's talk about low prices, unbeatable value, and the best experience available. Qualk here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you, Hendrick Honda's the way to go. The service department's top-notch, and their staff from service to finance always goes the extra mile. Hendrick Honda Easley is a six-time President's Award winner and the only 2018 winner in South Carolina. 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley or online at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Did you know you can recycle used cooking oil? 1 gallon converted into biodiesel fuel reduces greenhouse gas emissions up to 87%.